أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. In the previous surah, Al-Qari'ah, we read where Allah Ta'ala jolted us out of our unmindfulness, that we don't think only of this dunya, but that we prepare for the akhirah. Now that unmindfulness of ours, that mist which is over our eyes and we cannot see, is what Allah Ta'ala explains. One of the main reasons is that we just want to amass wealth in this dunya. And because of amassing wealth and all the time just worrying of increasing our wealth all the time, then a person becomes unmindful of akhirah. So in this ayah, in this surah, predominantly Allah Ta'ala is treating this illness of ours, the sickness of just having love of wealth and money and just wanting to amass it. Also, one other thing was, in the past, today values have changed also tremendously. Previously, having a big family was a thing of honor and respect, and a person prided himself that I've got a big family. But today families are very small, 2 or 3 children, unfortunately, whereas in a Muslim society, in a Muslim home, children, and many of us remember in our own families, where our parents, we had big families, and that was a source of pride also for the people, having big families and big numbers, and that was their wealth also. When more children, they should earn more, and when they were loyal to their parents, then the parents, they all lived together and the parents enjoyed that fruit. Today, before marriage already, children are gone on their own. And all the money also they earn is only for themselves, it is not for the parents. Values have changed completely. If we keep those values in mind, then we will be able to understand the surah even better. However, as far as money is concerned, even today, everyone wants to just increase his money and his wealth and wants to amass more and more. So that was the link with the previous surah. In this surah then, Allah Ta'ala treats this disease of having love of money and having love of having a big family and priding ourselves. As in the past, they used to sit and boast and explain that we have got so much of wealth, so much of property, so much of children, etc. So Allah Ta'ala gives the treatment of that, that when you will go to the qabr, then you will understand that your money hasn't come with you, everything has been left behind. All your family which you are boasting about, I've got so many children, our family is so big, that also will all be left behind. There will be nothing of that will come with in the qabr. And there then a person will get the true knowledge of what is yaqeen, what is absolute. Yeah, we think and we put values to this dunya's life. Then at the time of mort already, and in fact in old age, as a person reflects over his life, then already he sees this dunya was just a false mirage. It was no real thing, this dunya. And all what I thought that I've got so much and I'm enjoying so much, it was just a false illusion. And reality will come actually when mort comes, and that is the real life. And a person will understand that eternal life of the akhirah, that is the real life. And there then Allah Ta'ala says every person will see Jahannam in the qabr also. Even the righteous, they will be shown Jahannam. And they will be told, you have been saved from this place. And that will give them even greater joy. And the non-believers and those who die without iman, they will be shown Jahannam and Jannat, and they will be sure, they will be told, this is what you have been deprived of. And then that sorrow in itself will be even more greater. And also then Allah Ta'ala reminds us, yeah, we boast about every ni'mat that we have got. And unfortunately in our unmindfulness, we attribute it also to ourselves. Whether we have got good health, whether we have got afiyat, everything going smoothly in our lives, and we think we have planned it, we have arranged it, I looked after my health, etc. All these things, Allah says, every ni'mat of yours, you will be asked about. And you will be questioned about it, that what did you do in that ni'mat? Yeah, also a very important thing is that these ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala has given us, that we must use them for the correct purpose, to please Allah, to prepare for akhirah. But if we are only using them for dunya, then that is, we are misusing those ni'mats of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. On one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, told the Sahaba that none of you, that each one of you should read 1,000 ayats every night. So the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, who of us have got the strength to read 1,000 ayats every night? So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, can't you read Al-Hakum al-Takathur? It equals to 1,000 ayats, which is absolutely authentic, and we should try and read the surah every night, once a day at least, and we'll get the reward of reading 1,000 ayats, which is roughly 1/6 of the Quran Sharif. And when we go to Qabristan, where we make other isali sawab of ayat of Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, etc., we should read there also Al-Hakum al-Takathur. The rewards also are so great, and if we can read it with the meanings, that you are just drowned in amassing, in acquiring wealth. But this, the Qabristan, and the main reason of going to Qabristan is to remind us of that life. That one day I will leave everything, yeah, I will be. My father is here, my mother is here, they are under the ground today, and they've just got that small little plot of theirs. That little piece of ground, that is what they have got. Everything else, what we were so, which we cherished so much, our homes, our cars, our properties, our investments, all that is left behind. What we prepared for akhirat, that will be there with us. So that is what we have to prepare for. So the surah is to prepare us for that, and that we are ready for that life of the akhirat, and prepare for that life, and don't just think of this dunya, and that is covering our eyes. It is pulling wool over our eyes, and we can't see then the truth and reality. Wa akhiru da'wana.